Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first ever interview with a vidpire episode. Let's get right into it, guys. Questions. All right, first one up. Here, let me get my coffee. Dreadful Raven. The only questions I've ever heard were where the name came from and what led you starting the channel. So, I guess I could just answer those regardless. I'm not sure if you were asking, if you were just saying that's all that I've heard of questions in the past. The name was a huge, flop. It wasn't something that I had, really planned out and meticulously thought through. It was... Me and my buddy were on the couch talking, and he said video because we were watching YouTube, and I said vid, and I thought like vid for shorting for video, and I thought videth, like that sounds cool, like some Cthulhu type, the HP Lovecraft type beat, and that's how it started, man. And so videth, and 22 is also a random number. It means nothing, and I just thought it looked cool, and it's just kind of what I stuck with since then. So thank you for the question. Azure Star, one of the authors that we've worked with in the past. Do you see yourself doing this for many moons to come? Also, Hail Papa Kushum? Well, fucking damn right, Hail Kushum. And, yes, I see myself doing this for as long as you all will have me. This is a dream that I've worked on for, God, almost a decade. And I'm glad it's finally worked out for me, and I have such a incredible audience to give this niche of work to. It's just fun, man. And at the end of the day, I do love what I do. It can be fucking boring and tedious and tiresome, and there can be projects that make me want to pull my fucking hair out, but at the end of it, that's the fun of it, dude. The finished project is, oh my god, it's just so worth it. Next, editor, clap, but when I clap, go to the next thing. I don't know why I'm fucking doing that. I'm the editor, so it's just... Next up, from, oh god, I'm gonna butcher this, Kai Gaming? 0993? One of my YouTube members, what a chat. You've got the cat, I see. Very cool. I've got a question for you, V. Have you ever experimented with writing your own stories and narrating them? Also, beyond recording, what does a typical day for you look like? So, I actually have, not stories, but fucking eons ago, I used to record my own and write my own poetry that I would post on DeviantArt and then on YouTube in turn, and I think I did a little bit on Patreon, and then I just got rid of them and stopped doing it. There's still a whole collaborative effort of all of them together in one video, public somewhere. But I would read those and then post them and edit them, and it was like 2 minutes long. It was not peak content, but I enjoyed doing it, and I was like, this is all I'm gonna do. And then Unit picked me up. Unit 522 was like, hey, I need help on this story. Can you help me? Because I asked him through the YouTube message system. And I said, yeah, sure. And it really just snowballed from there. And I met a lot of cool people. Fucking James Caligo, Swamp, fucking Skiller, fucking Canny, Bad Vibes, fucking Dark Somnium. A whole bunch of amazing people. And I know there's a bunch that I haven't named. But I love you guys. You guys are very cool. But I do want to make my own story and write it sometime in the future. Right now I'm still using other authors' stories and commissioning every so often. And, I'm working on with authors hand in hand. But I do want to make my own story at some point and see how it goes. And beyond recording, what does a typical day look like for you? Oh my god, it's just boring, man. It's just, I wake up, make coffee and food, maybe go to the gym, and I just sit here and read. I mean, that's, for a lot of the day, that's what I do. I pick the one or two stories I need to get done that day, and I read them and finish them up, send them to the author, do what have you, get them ready for posting, put sound effects in and audio effects, and label everything out. And then I just, you know, check my emails, commission my thumbnail dude, get some audio editing done with the help of Weekly Creeps, who is new to the team. And it just goes from there. It's just kind of a boring day, man. All right, coffee. I got coffee break. Now I'm back. Christopher Gilbert from my YouTube membership. Also got a dope looking cat. How did you practice your female voices? They are perfect. Not too masculine nor too feminine. Perfect. Well, I appreciate that. That's very sweet of you, man. It was just a lot of working with my falsetto tone. I used to sing a lot when I was younger, and so I had I was a tenor one and a tenor two, and so I was in that higher register for guys. And so I just worked on my falsetto more and more, and eventually I found it through, like, the character more so than just using that voice, because there has to be some kind of inflection and some kind of passion to it if you really want these characters to stick out and pop, like Alexandria from the Vampire series, or Samantha from Threshold of Evil. And so it's just, it depends on the context, but I appreciate that very much, man. Thank you. It was just a lot of working with it. But I hope I answered your question. I hope I didn't answer it correctly. thank you. Oh, Warts 6722, YouTube member, also with a dragon. Fucking amazing. What equipment are you using to record and edit your recordings? Blah, 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 blah. Sorry. Any tips for anyone looking to get into voice acting or narrating? Yes, so... first off, I'll get the equipment out of the way. It's something that some people do ask as well, and they might be surprised by it. I use the Fiefen condenser USB mic off of Amazon. It's like $50. It's worked great for me. I've used Blue Yetis. I've used the stereo ones with the Scarlett mixers, and it doesn't work to say the Rode mics. And it's the Fiefen's just the one that works for me, man. I also use a pop shield, as well as a little look Chaotica eyeball looking foam cover over it. So everything just stays condensed and clear, and it doesn't bounce and reflect around off of my walls in my room. And I also use Audacity to edit everything, which some people have issue with, but Audacity's free. So that's what I use. It's just what I'm used to. As well as video editing, I use Filmora. Filmora's great. Gets the fucking job done, man. It's a good investment, dude. Any tips for anyone looking to get into voice acting or narrating? I would say the very first thing is go into it if you care for it and if you like it. If you don't like doing this, people are gonna tell so fast. Like, you're not going to have passion or give a shit about the characters or the storylines or any of that. And it's going to bleed through into your work, man. So you got to at least care about something that you're doing, right? Something else I would say is noise reduction is super, 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 super important. Noise treatments to your environments, I think, is more important than the microphone that you use. So, like, blankets, moving blankets, fucking... Don't use that little bullshit sticky foam. That stuff doesn't... That's not going to help you the same way that you think it's going to. just treating the sound around you is very helpful. As well as where you speak and how you speak and how close to the microphone is also very good. But I would say that those are some of the tips that I would say to get started with. There's tutorials everywhere on how to use things like Audacity and Reaper and FL Studio and stuff like that if you want to get started on those types of programs. Jump into it, man. Start some learning. And be sure that you love what you're doing before you really want to keep pursuing this, or if you want to maybe do something different. From John Weish? Number one, Viz 22? Number two, 22? Yes, true and also real. YouTube Connolly family. What made you get into making creepypasta stories on YouTube? So, a lot of it was through... I used to write horror poetry, and I started posting that. And from there, it just kind of snowballed to short Reddit stories and collaborations with some of the people who are now huge in this business. And I fell in love with it, man. I started to have a real appreciation for making sure the tone and atmosphere is right in some of these stories, making sure the characters aren't fucking boring or monotone little fucking nobodies. I kind of fell into it, man. I started to enjoy the stuff a lot. Yeah. This is from Saint Maxi. I like your demon. Has anyone told you sound like Liam O'Brien? Yes. And I can kind of see it in some little instances. Yeah, very cool. 13 Blue Shadows. Hello. Hello. As you're listening to 300 plus hours of your work that I much appreciate, I cannot seem to stop noticing how many different European and American are, or how much different Europeans and Americans are. Notice most of the creepypastas you narrate are written by U.S. writers, and listening through them, I cannot stop to compare the differences in lifestyle, even the smaller ones, from the size a coffee should be to how a gas station works. It's curious, but are you aware of how different Americans and Europeans are in that many aspects of life? Sometimes I like to talk to an American and just tell stories about random things. Sadly, I don't have any U.S. friends. Well, I will be happy to answer any questions you bring about. So at the moment, I am not too aware on the differences between Americans and Europeans. I am more so in tune with America and what's going on over here. But I have been curious. I have been to Europe once before in my life, and it was very an interesting place to go to. How beautiful. I went down to Italy to take a look, and I did enjoy the culture and the atmosphere, and the people were very cool, and I got to meet some family, so that was fun. But yeah, I would love to continue the conversation and see if I can answer stuff for you, man. All right, this one is from Azerath95. I love your demon, by the way. How do you balance your schedule? I still have yet to figure that one out. A lot of it is manic, last minute procrastination. Unless it's very well planned out in like a month or 2 months in advance, a lot of it's just kind of, I can put it together in maybe a week and get it figured out. Yeah, sad to say, I'm not nearly as organized as I seem to be. I change my schedule every so often. And schedule between work and life is essentially, I try to post 3 times a week now, and then I shut down my computer and get off the internet and just live my life and get away from the interwebs, and it's nice, man. It's nice to breathe and be me away from the Vidith character. So hope that helps. This one is from Lainey Carter. I like your Wendigo badge. I'd like to know more about when, how, and why Vidith came to life. Was he already an alter ego of sorts to you doing narrations, or did he come after? What else can you tell us about him and his origin story? How does he differ from you? So the Vidith concept was... it was an offshoot of a character that I originally wrote in a poem that I wrote a long time ago called Calvin, which was like an inner demon that manifested itself so this kid could see his demon, who's also his friend. From there, it became the entity that was known as Vidith for the channel. So it started off as humble beginnings. He became an alter ego of sorts after my narrations began. I was thinking more like a darker, more classy, smooth, like whiskey honey type voice. instead of the usual voice that I used to talk, because I feel like that would just be exhausting and grating to hear. So I started with his voice and then got onto his character and his alter ego type personality. The origin story, funnily enough, originally he was a creation of a character that Dr. Creepin played on one of Unit's stories that is now privated. He was Dr. Creepin's baby and became the Vidith that we know and love today that escaped this laboratory.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
But nowadays, I associate him more with a cosmic entity that uses his influence through his voice to take on the minds of people who are listening so that they can become part of a hive mind, as it were. So that's the current mythos. So that's pretty fun. He differs from me incredibly vastly. I am nothing like the character Vidith in real life. And I'm okay with that, man. I'm a fucking nerd, goofball, fucking weirdo in real life. I'm not some classy, deep voice, fucking smooth like whiskey talker type dude. That's just not me. So I like the juxtaposition between the two. From the Beardo of Doom. I like your cat. What voice modulations do you use? I feel like your pitch is deeper now than it was years ago. I actually don't use any voice modifications. Aside from, like, you know, obviously the demon and ghost effects, and phone effects and radio and muffled sounds of, like, me talking through a wall or something. I don't use voice modifications for Vidith. It's just, I just lower my tone and speaking voice so that I can talk to my followers, as it were. Unless it's like an introduction, then I just do -8 for the pitch, and then it's just a tiny bit lower than how my usual narration voice is. But most of the time, it's just me talking. and a whole lot of editing. For, like, you know, getting rid of all the mistakes and stuff like that. I've done this for a while, so my voice used to sound very high. I used to be a teenager, I used to be in high school, and I didn't really form what voice I was using until a few years back, and it finally started working out for me. This one is from a Dark Jesuit 1. I hope I said that right. How much wood does a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? Fuck, I don't fucking know, man. You're asking the wrong man. But let's say, just for the hell of it, 22. Yeah. All right. This one is from Popcorn Parker 5390. Please tell us some of your favorite movies as well as your favorite horror and thriller films. You're great. Thank you so much for your hard work. Well, thank you, man. I appreciate that. That's a tough one, though. My favorite movies as well as my favorite horror and thriller films. I think one of my favorite movies ever is actually Whiplash with J.K. Simmons and Miles Teller at the helm. Fantastic movie. I'm not going to spoil anything about it if you haven't seen it yet, but if you know, you know. Very enjoyable. Very, very enjoyable. As for my favorite horror/thriller film, that's rough, man. I think I would say Cabin in the Woods is one of my favorites, as well as Alien. Fantastic fucking film. The original Alien, not the fucking remakes and repeats and fucking 4, 5, 6 Alien vs. Predator Requiem bullshit. But I digress. Also, The Void recently was a movie that I've seen that was just fantastic. Just right up my alley. Loved the H.P. Lovecraft-esque type deal to it. It's very fun watch, man. And pretty gory. And pretty cosmic horror. So, It's very enjoyable if you're into that stuff. So, this is from Rebel Scum Customs Weathering. With I Like Your Demon, by the way. They say, I'd like to know who your favorite narrator was before beginning your own channel, as well as what made you decide to start doing this. Thanks in advance if my question gets answered. Yeah, you're very welcome, man. So, I'm not gonna lie. Before I started really doing this and kind of getting ingrained into the culture and genre, I didn't listen to narration. I've heard of narrators. Yeah, I listened to maybe one or two videos from Mr. Creepypasta, but I never really got into it. But once I started, my very top is The Dark Somnium. The guy is absolutely incredible. He's a master of his craft at what he does. And then I enjoy Let's Read's voice as well. So that's, if that answers anything. Okay, this one is from Ryan Goosling. have you done any narrations for Audible? No, I have not. But I've done one audiobook by C.D. Kester called The Bunker, like, a few years ago. It was a really fun project. Very cool. But one of these days, we may see if I got if I get my voice into Audible. So we're going to have to see how that goes. All right, from Anita Sharon. Sharon? Oh, shit. I'm going to butcher that. I'm so sorry. I like your dragon. great idea. I love it. My question is, how are you able to have so many original content stories? Most narrators have a few, but you have the most, and they are always great stories. You haven't had any stories that are not epic. I have one more question. What got you into doing narrations? Please don't change. I would be so disappointed. Well, I'm not going to change, because this is a huge part of me. To answer your questions, I find stories that I find personal intrigue from, either from authors that I've worked with in the past that I know are fucking amazing writers, and we've just jived together, and we've made some fucking awesome stuff together, or the title could hook me, or the first few paragraphs are like, oh shit, I'm engaged, like that kind of thing. I really have to see the passion in it before I get started on finding a story that I'm going to be reading for the channel. Or the super long ones, 9 times out of 10... fucking bangers. Oh my god, just like Yearwalker and fantastic, fucking Blackwood Academy, fantastic. Oh my god, Vampire, fucking fantastic. It's just great, man. It's all, I love me some long stories, man. As well as I have one more question. What got you into doing narrations? Well, it was kind of just, it snowballed from me just doing poetry on my own channel. I kind of got pulled into it. It started as poetry, and then it went to short stories, and then I got collaborations to help unit out with, and then it went with Swamp and Southern Cannibal and other people, and I just started working with all these people, and I just kind of got pulled into narrating, so, fun stuff. Alright, from Dre1978. Is your narrator voice your everyday voice, or is it just for us? Oh god, I wish it was my everyday voice. No, my narration voice is only for the YouTubes. Sometimes I'll slip into it by accident when I'm out and about or in real life or talking. But a lot of the time it's just, I just sound like this. Like, this is how I'm talking right now. It's not the narrator, like, Vidith, like, deep grumbling, let's delve into the dark together. Like, it's not that type, right? Because after a while, I would just tire out my throat. So, it's just for you guys, I guess. This one's from Anderson Galveo. Man, are you the voice behind Carlos and RE3 Remake? No. Fuck, I wish. That'd be fucking amazing. From Osana Osana. Do you write your own stories? I have not yet. I have written my own poetry, but I have not written my own stories. I do want to start, so maybe in the near future you'll see a story that is written by yours truly. So, we will see, man. From Almighty Melanin. If you could be any cryptid, which one would you be and why? Oh, dude, if I could be any cryptid, it'd probably be the fucking Leviathan, man. I mean, just, you know, hanging out, swimming around in the ocean, maybe wrecking some some fucking crews of ships going around. That sounds kind of fun. All right. From Mikey Cage. I like your dragon. I have a few questions, but I'll ask the subtle ones because as much as I love your narrations, there are questions that can be entirely too personal, IMO. Fair. That's very fair. When did you figure out you could narrate the way that you do? Do you play any instruments? And last one, you sound like a badass in a lot of your videos. Are you? I'd honestly just like to know more about the guy behind the voice. Okay, it wasn't just something I kind of stumbled on and started doing with my voice. It took years of trying to craft and find that sound for it. I used to be really pitchy and just very high up on the octaves and just gross and sounded nasally, and I didn't have a lot of confidence when I was saying for a while. It was hard for me to find that speaking voice and just use that ease of the speaking voice for hours and hours on end so I can do these narrations, but it just took a long time to end up really toning in, and now it's just the voice that we're all used to. So I guess a few years back, when I finally hit that good middle ground of I am no longer exhausted after I'm talking in this brooding, classy bourbon-type voice. As well as, do you play an instrument? I do. I play the piano. I used to be a piano performance major, funny enough. I did nothing with voice acting stuff for my college career, so it's very funny to me. Last one, you sound like a badass in a lot of your videos. Are you? No. Fuck no. No. I am very much an introvert, and I stay away from people and just do my own fucking thing. I am a nerd, and I like to be alone and cozy and just fucking be a hermit, and it's just great, man. That's me. This one's from Snooki Ariaga. I like your demon. My favorite part about your voice is when you relax your throat and make it harsh and make it sound harsh. My question is, how old are you? thank you, I guess. And currently I am, I don't know if I want to say my actual age, so I'll just say between 25 and 35. Let's keep it a little bit ambiguous. Oh, I nearly missed this one from the same person. Also, will you ever show us your face? To the dismay of most listeners, no. I am very secretive about what I look like and my privacy, and I'd like to keep the elements of YouTube and Vidith and mystery of the character separate from my personal life and just being around my family and friends and, you know, what I do. And so I'd very much like the two worlds to be separate, so I do not intend on showing my face. Alright, Sigma Cube, what's going on, homie? What are your thoughts on the turkey man fetish? The fucking what? I need to do some research and get back to you. What the fuck is the turkey man fetish? Okay, so further research says it is an extreme form of role-oriented fetish where a man feels sexual pleasure when he's treated like a Thanksgiving turkey. you know, fucking go for it, homie, but that's not for me, man. That's not my thing. All right, next up is the homie, Prince is Dead. What's up, dude? They say, sir, excuse me, sir, ghosts. if you're asking, like, how I think of, or, like, what I believe in, I totally believe in ghosts, man. I have had accounts before, and I have talked about those accounts on some of my other live streams, in collaboration with some guests that I've been on their live streams with. So it's yes, I very much do believe in ghosts. You know, be cool, be respectful, man. Yeah. All right, everybody. That is it for today. We're almost at the 30-minute mark. So thank you, everyone, who submitted their questions. I hope I answered them adequately. Thank you all for listening and for supporting what I do. And I will see you all in the next episode. See you guys later. Have a good night.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.